This is Wade Breskew with the Chief Organizer's Report, Community Radio in Uganda. Writing about Community Radio in Uganda could be very short, even if not sweet story. There is none. At least, there is none in a way we might recognize such a concept in the U.S. or even in African countries. Kenya has a fledgling network of small community radio stations in 22 different areas around the country, including 4 in major slums of Nairobi. South Africa reportedly has a burgeoning community radio scene. Uganda, not so much. At least not yet, and that's been part of the discussion I've had for days with colleagues while in Kampala, including Ricky Moses and Kenneth Lubangakin. Interestingly, there is no real difference between commercial and non-commercial radio in Uganda. Every licensed station is able to sell commercials. This isn't necessarily a bad thing. The rationale is straightforward. It's hard to support non-commercial radio. So even a station wanting to be community-focused or operate as non-commercial is allowed to sell advertisements in order to try and stay on the air. That makes sense. In fact, talking to a radio engineer on the phone, as well as my friends, I remarked that a quick count on a website I thought was the government's came up with almost 55 stations. In such a crowded market, even for a city of 1.5 million, that number of stations alone explains why most of them were relatively low power at 1,000 watts, with only a few at 4,000 or 5,000 watts. He claimed there were as many as 200 that had been licensed. I was scratching my head at these very different numbers until my friends simply noted how many had gone off the air, unable to make a go of it. So even if arguably being able to sell ads might make a station more sustainable, there are still some peculiarities. The Catholic Church runs a half dozen stations, and they also sell ads. Listeners are hardly able to distinguish the church's stations from any others in terms of programming, except that there's a Sunday service that is broadcast and some daily prayers. The government owns a newspaper, which also owns a half dozen stations or more around the country. They also sell ads. That's a bit dicier when most would wonder if some enterprises might be buying to curry favor. It's not quite the Trump emoluments issue, since it is for public rather than private gain, but it's a bit odd. Add to that another fact that the national police and the national government require any licensed station to provide them each a free hour of broadcast time every week for any messages they might want to deliver to people. Given that all stations are also required to pay 5% of gross revenues as a tax, along with $500 U.S. per year annually to maintain their license, and it all adds up, as another reason stations are allowed to advertise. I did hear stories of non-governmental organizations that had tried to put stations on the air, presumably trying to establish a community radio presence in the country. A peace station was one example, but the end of the story was one of internal conflict over buildings and property between the founders, and the programming seems to have become indistinguishable from the rest of the dial. There's huge opportunity here and real demand, but we would be breaking pretty new and hard ground. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.